Get into a comfortable position. Make sure you are sitting comfortably, either feet flat on the floor or cross-legged on the floor. Take a few deep breaths and relax your body. Bring your awareness to the top of your body, starting at the head, and give yourself permission to relax. As you breathe, release any tension. Feel the tension move from your head and neck through the shoulders and arms. Relax and feel all the tension melt away. Relax your chest and back. Feel waves of relaxation move down your spine. Relax your abdomen, your lower back and hips. Relax your legs down through your ankles and feet. Feel the waves of relaxation sweep away all that doesn't serve your highest good out through your fingers and toes, grounding and neutralizing this unwanted energy into the earth, transforming it like the earth turns fallen leaves into new soil. Relax your mind. Relax any unwanted thoughts and worries as you exhale. Relax your heart and open it to the love of the goddess and God. Relax your soul and follow your inner light for guidance and protection. Visualize a giant screen before you, like a blackboard or movie screen. This is the screen of your mind, what is called your mind's eye. Whenever you visualize or recall anything, you project it onto the screen. Anything you desire will appear on the screen. On the screen of your mind, visualize a series of numbers, counting down from 12 to 1. With each number, you get into a deeper meditative state. The numbers can be any color you desire, drawn as if writing them or appearing whole. 12. Draw the number 12. 11. Draw the number 11. 10. Draw the number 10. 9. Draw the number 9. 8. Draw the number 8. 7. Draw the number 7. 6. Draw the number 6. 5. Draw the number 5. 4. Draw the number 4. 3. Draw the number 3. 2. Draw the number 2. 1. Draw the number 1. You are now at ritual consciousness. Everything done at this level is for your highest good, harming none. You are now counting down to a deeper, more focused meditative state. Count backwards from 13 to 1. But do not visualize the numbers this time. Let the numbers gently take you down. 13, 12, 11, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. You are now at your deepest meditative state, your magical mindset, in complete control of your magical abilities, as you say to yourself, I ask the goddess and God to protect and guide me in this meditation. Let the familiar world around you fall away, as if material reality you know is only a facade, and beneath it lies the beautiful garden of the goddess, a veritable paradise surrounding you. The land around you becomes a vast garden, the garden of Malkuth, the familiar garden of the four paths. Go to the heart of Malkuth, to the temple of Malkuth. Walk the path of the world, the universe, leading to Yasod. Enter the purple light of Yasod, the the moon sphere, and make your way to the heart of Yasod. Through the temple of Yasod, walk the path of temperance, the familiar path that leads to Tifereth. Enter the golden light of Tifereth and bask in the light of your holy guardian angel. Make your way to the heart of Tifereth, to the temple of Tifereth, and find the gateway to the path of the Emperor. Walk the path of the Emperor. It is the path of cosmic strength. One who travels this path must find the divine king within. We must find our ability to rule ourselves and our lives, and through that we discover we are the generating force, the Chokmah force within our own lives. We must find that inner king, cross the abyss through the force that connects our holy guardian angel to the generative principle of Chokmah. Feel the call of the gray sphere, the origin of light, of the stars in our creation. You might be tested to enter the realm of the Divine Father. Though if you've made it this far, there may be no need of any intellectual testing. Enter the starry gray light of the realm of Chokmah. Enter the realm of the primal life force. The stars are within a vast garden, like the highest pattern that eventually becomes the garden of Malkuth in the material world. Make your way to the sacred temple of Chokmah. Unlike the other temples, this is not a temple or room, but a hallway, a line, moving from one point to another. This is the temple of the Father, the movement from one place to the next, constant movement and change. As you walk through the temple, you see the gateways of the other paths. The entities of Chokmah are residing in the temple and surrounding areas. Yet this place is very peaceful. You feel the presence of the Great Father all around you. You are breathing in his life force. Ask to know the vision of the Source in a manner that is correct and for your highest good. When done, heartfully thank all the beings who have communicated with you. They might offer you a gift of their goodwill. If you accept it, reach within yourself and offer them a gift in return. Once you have said your farewells, leave the shrine and follow the path back. Return back the way you came. Walk the path of the Emperor from Hukma. Enter the golden light of Tifereth. And from the realm of Tifereth, walk the path of Temperance. Follow the path of Temperance back to the realm of Yasod. Enter the purple sphere of the moon. Descend down through the light of Yasod and walk the path of the world or universe. Return back to the Garden of Malkuth. Focus on the waking world you know and feel it return back around the garden. Return back to normal consciousness, counting 1 to 13 and then 1 to 12. You do not have to visualize the numbers. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, and 12. Gently start to wiggle your fingers and toes and slowly move to bring your awareness back to the physical body. Take both hands and raise them up over your head, palms facing your crown. Slowly bring them down over your forehead, face, throat, chest, abdomen, and then groin, and push out with your palms facing away from you. This gives you clearance and balance, releasing any harmful or unwanted energies you might pick up during your magical experiences. Tell yourself, I give myself clearance and balance. I am in balance with myself. I am in balance with the universe. I release all that does not serve. Ground yourself as needed. You can ground yourself by relaxing back into the physical state, by pressing your hands down onto the floor and releasing excess energy to the earth. You can also visualize your feet and toes as roots digging deep into the earth.